We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. Glad to welcome you back to the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And it's time to look at this week's opponent for Alabama football with The Other Booth. And it's brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. You can eat like a champion with U.S. Wellness Meats. They're grass-fed and pasture-raised at U.S. Wellness Meats. Their animals eat right so you can, too. Visit them at uswellnessmeats.com and save 15% by using the promo code Bama. Well, the Crimson Tide this week get to welcome in the Mississippi State Bulldogs to Bryant-Denny Stadium. And joining us now is the voice of Mississippi State, Neil Price, who joins us from Starkville. And Neil, it's great to see you. How's everything going in Mississippi State?
Well, good. You know, after an open date, it's good to have football again. And again, like I've told people all year long, it's good to have football, period. So excited about Saturday. Excited to see if this team can make some improvement and try to do it against one of the best teams in the country.
Well, week one, it was Mississippi State really grabbing all of the headlines in the SEC for their victory against LSU. But since the LSU game, what's really happened for this football team?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of it has been growing pains. And game one at LSU probably went far better than anyone could have imagined, if we're all being totally honest about it. And, you know, they put up 650 yards or thereabouts of total offense in that game, and they haven't really come close to anything like that since. Not that that should be an expectation week in and week out, but a lot of the problems, I think, are just with consistency, Roger. You know, they're having a hard time being consistent in everything that they need to do with regard to the details on offense. And a lot of people look at that first game, and KJ Costello put up massive numbers in the passing game. And a lot of that was due to the fact that LSU kept trying to play press coverage. They kept trying to play man-to-man. And he was able to make them pay for it by throwing the deep ball. And then Arkansas starts playing a lot of zone. And you see, you know, three down linemen dropping eight in coverage. And you don't have offensive linemen that are holding blocks long enough to give the quarterback time. Or you don't have wide receivers at every position that are running their routes the way they need to run them to set up the one that ultimately is going to get the football. So all those things have to work in concert, and for whatever reason, over the course of the last 3-4 weeks, they just haven't. And that's been the point of emphasis in the open date, and we'll get to see again against a very good Alabama defense if they're going to be able to do anything, you know, any of those things better.
For fans who maybe haven't watched Mississippi State so far this year, what makes the air raid offense unique, and then how is that kind of translating to some of the personnel on this roster?
Well, I think it's unique. It's unique to State people because State's just not been a team that's thrown it a whole lot, you know. So that part of it in itself is unique to people here. I think with regard to the air raid, this version of it is unique because it is the pure air raid. It's not the version of the air raid that has been tweaked or modified by Coach X, Y, or Z over the course of the last 25 years. So those are the two things that immediately come to mind. And I'm not sure that we've actually seen it here yet either, halfway through this season, because of all the things we talked about earlier. I just think that the details haven't been there to where Mike Leach needs to see them in order for us to really get an idea of what it's going to be. So to say it's a work in progress, that might be the best way to describe the air raid here as it exists right now.
And I'm sure a lot with that is with the quarterback situation. Just where does it stand right now between KJ Costello and Will Rogers getting ready for Alabama?
Where State has two quarterbacks that are very similar in a lot of ways, good, bad, or indifferent. And it's really been hard to get separation at that position because of it. Will didn't play the first 2 weeks and then got in the game at Kentucky and moved the ball down the field, had a couple of turnovers, but for his first college snaps, I thought he performed admirably. And then was better in the second half, playing against an A&M team that is going to be really good and playing against a lot of first-team guys on defense in the second half of that game. So he got some confidence from that. The week off for KJ could be good because he's had some time to go back and look at tape, maybe work with Mike on some things to see where the mistakes are coming from, what he can do to be more efficient in getting rid of the ball. So I wouldn't be shocked if you don't see both of them on Saturday. That's just my gut, because I really don't think they've settled on one or the other. I think they'd love to settle on one, but I just don't think they're in a position where they can right now.
If you could give me a strength of this Mississippi State team on offense and on defense, what would it be?
Well, on defense, I think the strength is that defensive front. You know, I think Crumity and Kobe Jones and Marquise Spencer have played very well. Nathan Pickering has kind of been that fourth guy that stands out to you, but he's the guy who's got the most experience behind those three because he played a lot a year ago, and we're seeing Odom and we're seeing, you know, Jack come along at those backup defensive end spots. Errol Thompson clearly is a strength because he's a guy who's played a ton of football in the SEC. I'd be shocked if there's another linebacker that's played as many games as he's played, or that by the way, for you folks who don't know, this is the cheater that's popping out of my ear here. Here's a guy that has played a lot of football, and obviously when you watch him, he looks like a leader out there. Those are the people that stand out. They're playing a lot of young guys at the back of that defense, freshmen and sophomores who are getting trial by fire. And they've handled themselves well, I think, through the first four games. I mean, if you would have said coming into the year that Mississippi State's defense through its first four games would be among the best in the SEC in total defense, I don't know that anybody would have bought that. But that's where they are. And everyone's kind of cautiously optimistic, because when you ask the staff about, in particular, how well they played against the run, they'll be quick to tell you, well, there are a lot of good offenses coming up in the second half of the year that they're going to have to contend with, including the one they're going to see on Saturday, best in the league and one of the best in the country. So we'll see. On offense, it's hard to say what the strength is right now just because they're so inconsistent. I think coming into the year, everyone would have looked at the returning personnel and they would have said that offensive line is going to be pretty good, because Todd McShay, I think, had four of the five guys in that starting offensive line. And Scott Lashley, who isn't going to be able to play a snap here this year, who was at Alabama, those guys were top 10 at their position in the preseason on Todd McShay's draft board. And you're thinking, okay, they got some talent here. But in the guys that they brought back, they were guys who were used to man blocking. They're not used to the zone blocking. They weren't playing these wide splits that they're being asked to play now. And again, I think there's a real learning curve there, and we're kind of seeing that in the struggles that they've had to protect and keep the quarterback upright, certainly in these last three games. So I don't know that I could tell you what the strength is right now. Hopefully it emerges in the second half of the year, but I just think there are too many questions and too much inconsistency right now to say that they're hanging their hat on one thing on the offensive side.
A lot of fans in the SEC have been hoping for the last several years that Mike Leach would get an opportunity to be in this conference, and he winds up at Mississippi State. Just what can you tell us about the kind of fit he has been so far in Starkville?
Well, he fits in with the culture and the people here very well. And what I love about him is that what you see is what you get in a lot of ways. There's not an external persona that exists in public that is very different when he's behind closed doors. He is the same person pretty much all the time. And I think that's very refreshing. You know, we live in a time where there is a lot of emphasis placed on your personal brand. And I'm not a big personal brand guy. I just kind of am who I am. And I think Mike Leach is that guy. But in being that way, he has built this massive brand because everybody wants to know what he's going to say. And what I would tell you in dealing with him is that the conversations have been very direct. They've been very honest. He's not trying to mislead or put sunshine and rainbows on something maybe that just doesn't have a need for that right now. And, you know, if you watch the press conferences, I think that you see that. So he is a guy that when he gets his system going, when he gets all the things that he needs to see from those guys on the offensive side, I think that, you know, it's going to work here because it's worked at places, too, that were similar, I think, in some respects. I mean, when you're thinking about big-time college football, I don't know that Lubbock, Texas, and Pullman, Washington are the places that come to mind. And Starkville is not a lot of, it's not different in some respects to those places in that it is kind of remote. It's a place where they've got work ethic, blue-collar people, but they've not had a ton of success. And here's this guy who is a builder, if you look at his career, that has had success everywhere he's been. So we're hopeful that if everybody can just be patient and that guys can continue to buy in and learn and do the things he wants them to do, that kind of success can be replicated here over time.
And finally, outside of a win or a loss, really just taking that away from the equation on Saturday, what do State fans want to see the most from this Bulldogs team against Alabama? What can make them feel good about the second half?
Improvement. You know, I think that's it. Just show improvement. And again, you know, it's a tall task when you look at what Alabama has done. And here's a team that's the only one left in a year where the SEC is playing a 10-game schedule that hasn't lost a game. Okay, so they've earned everything that they're getting with regard to national attention right now and headlines and everything else. I think if you're Mississippi State, it's got to be an attitude of let's go and let's try to put together our best game and measure ourselves against one of the best in the country. And if that's good enough on Saturday, great. But if it's not, at least the fan base can say, hey, okay, they protected better against a quality defense. They moved the ball up and down the field against a quality defense. And for State's defense to have been kind of the headline grabber for it so far this year, if it can compete against an offense that has put up more yards than anybody else in the SEC on average every game, then people can say, hey, okay, we're not seeing a fluke here. We're seeing guys that are going out and they're competing, and if they can do that on Saturday, they will have done it against one of the best in the country. So I think it's that simple. It's, you know, hey, are you being competitive? Are you showing improvement? Are you taking steps forward? No one expected this thing to be an 8 or 9-win year this season, even against a schedule that wouldn't have been made up of all SEC teams. So now just show that you're making progress, and if you do that, people here will appreciate it.
Well, Neil, you do a great job as the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Just thank you so much for your time and a really good scouting report on this Mississippi State team. And all the best in your travels to Tuscaloosa this weekend. Thank you again for
joining everything. Us. I do everything pretty good except keeping that IFB in my ear. If I could figure that
out. I have the same problem on Tide TV this week.
Thank goodness we don't have to do this on radio, right? And I look a lot better on the radio, too, for those of you who are curious. But I always enjoy it, Roger. Thank you. We'll look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday.
All right. Thanks to Neil Price of Mississippi State, and thanks all of you for watching and listening on the Crimson Tide Sports Network.